GM, and welcome to CryptoGrind Daily. Today, we're diving deep into some seismic shifts and unsettling events in the crypto world that have developers raising eyebrows and traders clutching their ledgers. Let's start with the latest fiasco that has left an entire decentralized protocol scrambling for answers. Thorchain, hailed for its cross-chain liquidity prowess, was hit hard by an orchestrated attack across four blockchains, vanishing $10.8 million into the ether, or rather, out of it. Picture this: four blockchains simultaneously exploited, Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB Chain, and even Base. The irony? Most of the crypto community was too busy popping virtual champagne over the Clarity Act or watching Bitcoin's dance around $81 to notice Thorchain's critical breakdown. But the hackers did. They swept funds with the precision of a Swiss timepiece, leaving behind a crater where once stood a robust set of liquidity pools. The protocol has since pulled the emergency brake on all trading activity, while its native Rune token has taken a nosedive, losing 12% of its value in the aftermath. The postmortem report is yet to surface, leaving us all in the dark about the method behind the mayhem. Now, if you thought that was chaotic, the political arena has its own crypto twist. Meet Kevin Warsh, the newly minted Federal Reserve Chair who has just become the most crypto-vested individual to ever hold that position. It's not every day that the Fed's top honcho has a $100 million stake in crypto assets. Warsh's portfolio reads like a who's who of the digital currency world: Solana, DYDX, and even a piece of Flashnet, a Bitcoin Lightning payments startup. His holdings, disclosed during the confirmation process, are a first in the Fed's 113-year history and signal a potentially more crypto-friendly, or at least aware, leadership. Imagine the person with the power to influence interest rates globally now has a vested interest in the crypto landscape. If you ever needed a sign that crypto has arrived at the big boys' table, this is it. But the plot thickens. Over in the DeFi realm, Hyperliquid has made a move that has left many scratching their heads. After a year of building its own stablecoin, USDH, designed to outmaneuver every centralized exchange, Hyperliquid is now shuttering it. The surprise? They've handed over the treasury keys to Coinbase. Yes, the same Coinbase that's become synonymous with centralized exchange in the eyes of the DeFi purists. This decision puts Coinbase in charge of a $5 billion stablecoin treasury on Hyperliquid, while Circle will manage the cross-chain infrastructure. Hyperliquid's pivot to align with centralized giants is a textbook case of if you can't beat them, join them, which might just be a reality check for those who believe DeFi could wholly replace centralized systems. So what does this all mean for crypto jobs and builders? The Thorchain hack underscores the urgent and ongoing need for security experts and blockchain auditors. It's a reminder that in the world of DeFi, the best offense is a rock-solid defense. Meanwhile, Warsh's ascendancy as Fed chair might just open doors for regulatory technocrats and policy experts who can bridge the gap between old monetary systems and the new digital frontier. Lastly, Hyperliquid's strategic pivot is a wake-up call for DeFi developers to reassess the role of decentralization in a world that is inherently intertwined with centralized entities. Crypto's landscape is shifting beneath our feet, and as builders and job seekers, we must be ready to adapt to each tremor and quake. But remember, where there's change, there's always opportunity. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.